Okay, today's daf is Kuf Gimel. We're going to start at the bottom of Kuf Bet Amud Bet, about 8 lines from the bottom. Vayas Achav et Ashera. Okay, so Achav may be Ashera. Vayosef Achav la'asot la'achis et Hashem Elokei Yisrael mikol malchei Yisrael asher ayu lefanav. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So what did he do that was worse than all the other kings? Amar Rabbi Yochanan shekatav al dotot shomron Achav kafar be'Elohei Yisrael. Lefichach ein lo chelek be'Elohei Yisrael. And that's, what could he have done la'achis? So he must have done this public display, and they say he put up on the wall, on the doors of Shomron, Achav Kafar, he denied the God of Israel. And that's why he has no chelek with Elohei Israel. So now they say they tried to find Achaziah, and then they capture him, and he was hiding in Shomron. Now there's a bit of a question, why was he hiding? Okay? They say that this happened before. There was another case where he should have been hiding when Yehu went to kill all the people, but this wasn't that same time, and therefore they're trying to figure out why was he hiding. So they claim he must have, why do you hide? Because you're doing something very bad that you don't want other people to see. So what must have he been doing? Amar Rabbi Levi Shaya Koder Azkarot V'Kotev Avodah Kochavim Tachtehem. He was cutting out the Shem Hashem in the Torah, and he was replacing it with the name of Avodah Zarah. Menashe, okay, so that's, now that was the end of Achav. I guess we should have just continued till there yesterday, but anyway, now we're starting with Menashe. Menashe, how do we darshan Menashe's name? Remember, we started with Yeravam, then we went to Achav, now we're on Menashe. There were the three melechim. Menashe shenashaya, he forgot Hashem. Davar acher, Menashe shehinshe et Yisrael avihen shebashamayim, that he caused the Jews to forget God, right? Either he himself or he caused the Jews. I think it was the exact same thing with, was it the same thing with Achav? Also, was it what he did to himself and what he did to others? Right. Av. No, but that was one. I don't know why I have it in my head that maybe he also, it was, there were two options of whether it was what he did. Anyway, we've seen it before a little bit about whether it was darshaning his name or something else. Okay.
The question is, if there's another Menashe like there is, how do you get around it? Like, if I'm in Menashe, if this is how you darshan the name Menashe, but another Menashe in the Torah doesn't have
quality. Right, so that's the poetic license of drashot, that we could take it to this place when we want to. We need it, right. You could say, look, remember, if you recall, we had a bunch of places where they say, this is his real name and this is his drash name. Right, that people had actual names, and then they had, you know, like a pen name, or so there they might just say, oh, that was really his name. But in this case, they gave him this name to reference his forgetting God. But again, it's all a drasha, and it's just a way of these aren't in sholim al hadrashot. It's okay. Umenalan delo ate la amada ate. So just like we asked with everybody else, how do we know he doesn't get olam haba? Dechtiv uben 12 shana menashe b'malcho. He was 12 when he became king. V'chamishim v'chamesh shana malach b'Yerushalayim. Okay, he ruled for 55 years. Vayas ashera ka'asher asach av melech Yisrael. So he does the ashera just like Melech Yisrael did. So now, what are we going to darshan? Ma Achav ein lo chelek olam haba, af Menashe ein lo chelek olam haba, because they compare him to Achav, and we already learned by Achav that he doesn't get, right? So with Yeravam and Achav, we each have psukim there, but we said, this means olam hazeh, and that means olam haba. But here, we're just making a comparison. Since he's like him, so you get ein lo chelek olam haba. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Menashe yesh lo chelek olam haba. Interestingly enough, we have a dissenting opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says he actually gets chelek olam haba. Why? Shneamar v'yitpalel Menashe al Hashem v'yater lo v'chulei. Remember, we saw he did tshuva at the end of his life. Or maybe we're going to learn today, wasn't actually the end of his life. Okay, in fact, it was much, much earlier in his life, which we'll see soon. So it says he prayed to God, and therefore he must have done tshuva, and therefore he should get chelek olam haba. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, that was the version in Divrei Hayamim, right? What didn't say that in Melachim. In Melachim, he seems all bad. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushnehem Mikra Chad Darshu. Both opinions, whether he gets Olam Haba or he doesn't get Olam Haba, both darshan things from the same pasuk. Shneamar Unitatim Lezaava L'chol Mamlechot Haaretz Biglal Menashe Ben Chizkiyahu. Okay, now it says they're going to be, there's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, they're going to be Zva'a, like a disgrace to all the other nations because of Menashe, which is basically saying the Korban is going to come because of him. So now the question is, it's because of him, right? So he should not have chelek in olam haba. So how do we read this in both ways? Either you say Biglal Menashes Shas. Biglal Menashes. So Mar Savar Biglal Menashes Shasat Shuva Ve'inu Lo Avid. The first opinion, or let's say the one that says he has Chedek Olam Haba, reads it like this. They got punished because of Menashe. What does that mean? Because Menashe did Shuva and they didn't. So I'm not 100% sure how this is supposed to be read, but the way I understood it is like this. If Menashe went and did Shuva, that means that the people could have potentially done Shuva. And the fact that they didn't now becomes their responsibility and no one else's, right? And you can't say, oh, bad leadership. You could say bad leadership causes bad people, but here we're going to say, since he did tshuva and they didn't, well, that means that we're stealing the faith. Okay? And that's the end of it. It could be also just a foil. It made them look much worse, because here you have he did tshuva, but then they didn't, which makes it look all the worse what they did. Umar savar, biglal menashe, delo avad tshuva, right? Or you say, because of Menashe, we didn't do tshuva, and that's why, and it's all his fault. So again, we have two opinions about Menashe. Did he do tshuva, or did he not? And does he have chelek la'olam haba, or does he not have chelek la'olam haba? Whether they disagree about whether, in fact, the version in Divrei Hayyamim is correct, he actually did tshuva, is a good question. In other words, it could be they're saying, even though he did tshuva, he still doesn't get chelek la'olam haba, which would be a much more difficult reading. But then how do they deal with Divrei Hayyamim? It actually says he did tshuva. Do they think it's not true? I don't know. It's not so clear from here. Amar B'Yochanan. Kol ha'omer Menashe ein lo chelek olam haba, marpe yedehen shel ba'alei tshuva. Okay, so here Rabbi Yochanan goes along with what I'm saying, what I said a second ago, which is, how do they grapple with the fact that he did tshuva? And he says, yeah, I mean, here Menashe did tshuva, and yet he doesn't have chelek olam haba. You're basically going to weaken the hands of all ba'alei tshuva. Who's going to want to be chozer b'tshuva if they see that, look, it didn't help Menashe, so why should I do it? So he said, yeah, this is bad PR, right? It's going to make it look bad for ba'alei tshuva, discourage them. Ditani Tana Kameja Rabbi Yochanan. Somebody brought a brayta in front of Rabbi Yochanan and said like this. Menashe asat tshuva 36 shanim. Okay, now we see it wasn't at the end of his life. It was 33 years before the end of his life. How did they get to 33? Remember, he became king. Dichtiv ben 12 shana Menashe b'macho when he was 12. V'chamishim v'chamesh shana malach b'Yerushalayim. He was king for 55 years. So according to this, he did tshuva 22 years into his reign. How are we going to get this? Because it says, Vayaz Asherah ka'asher asa Achav melech Yisrael. If he did the Asherah like Achav, first we use this pasuk to darshan, this is how we know he didn't get Olam Haba. But now we're going to say, he did it exactly like Achav. Kama malach Achav, 20 v'tartin shnin. Menashe kama malach, 55. Right, so remember, Achav ruled for 22 years, so now you can already figure this out. If Menashe ruled for 55, Dal Minayi Westrim Vitartin, take away 22, where he obviously worshipped the Asherah, Pashalu Taltin Vitat, you're left with 33, so it must be he did it, they understand it literally, that he did it like Achav, meaning as long as Achav did it, that's how long he worshipped the Asherah. So therefore, he must have done tshuva after 22 years, which is for 33 years, he was a good king, right? He was doing good things, which means that it's even harder to imagine, right? Remember, someone brought this bright to before Rabbi Yochanan. He's the one who said, you're going to make Ba'alei Tshuva look bad, right? You're going to discourage people from being Ba'alei Tshuva, because look, for 33 years he was doing good things, and he still doesn't get chelek olam haba. Seems quite strange. Amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Mai dechtiv vayishma elav vayichater lo vayayater lo mibayale. Why does it say in the psukim vayishma elav Vayechater lo? It should say Vayeater lo, Milashon Tfila, right? Like Vayitzchak it says, Vayeater lo. So now this is a very strange thing, because it doesn't actually say Vayechater lo. Okay? So according to the way, in other words, what you have here, the Gemara is saying there's a kriuchtiv, where it's written with a chet, but it's read with an ayin. So the Gemara is asking, why does it write it with a tet when it's really read with an ayin? However, the text that we have actually says ayin. Okay, it doesn't say chet. So either they had some text before them that said ayin, right? Okay, that maybe is what that said chet, and we just don't have that text anymore. Okay, but it's a bit of a debate what this is. Some people say that chet and ayin are interchangeable in whether it's just this shoresh or a bunch of shoreshim, and they try to just say like that. Anyway. But what are they darshan here? Milamed sha'asalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu kimim machteret barakia kedei lekablo b'tshuva mipnei midat hadin. What does it say here? Okay, the way we saw before, he was doing things secretly, right? That he was cutting out the letters. So now we're going to use the secret on the other direction, which is that God in secret made this place in, like a machteret. Remember, again, referencing Habava machteret, doing things underhandedly. So he made him a little machteret in the Shamayim in order to allow him to be chozer b'tshuva, mipnei midat hadin. What does it mean, mipnei midat hadin? The midat hadin didn't want to allow Menashe to do tshuva. He was so bad, they said, we can't allow this guy to do tshuva. So God had to make a secret place to hide him from the midat hadin, so the midat hadin would allow him to do tshuva and create this location for him to do tshuva. Okay, create the opportunity, I should say. It's not the location, really. It's the opportunity. And that's why it says vayachater lo, that he had to do it secretly. Okay? Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which is interesting, by the way, in terms of he did his averah secretly, and then his tshuva was done secretly, is what they're saying, right? He went into the room where no one would see him and cut out the Shem Hashem and put in the Shem of Avodat Kochavim in the Torah, and then he had to secretly do tshuva to avoid the, which is interesting, it's also maybe saying, you think what you do secretly nobody notices, but the Midat Hadin obviously was aware, and you know, and therefore he had to do his tshuva underhandedly, and somehow with that he was able to get away from the, you know, that's because he had God on his side at this point, enabling things to happen.
Was that mentioned? Is
it Ahaziah mentioned? Ahaziah was the one who was doing that? Oh, my confusion. Ahaziah was the one who was cutting out the letters, not Menashe? My mistake? Yeah. You're right. It was Ahaziah. Oh, sorry. Okay. So anyway, you can connect at least the concepts, even if it's not the same person, right? This conceptual idea of doing Averot in secret, and then tshuva sometimes is not necessarily going to be allowed in public. So you're right, it's not the same person. Thanks for correcting me. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan v'shum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Mai dechtiv bereshit mamlechot Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu, uchtiv bereshit mamlechet Tzidkiyahu. This is a strange way of saying it. It should say, right? Like it was in the beginning of his, the first year of his reign or something like that. But instead it uses the word bereshit, which connotes, right? It reminds us of bereshit bara Elohim. And it sounds like bereshit mamlechet, as if this was the first and there was none before it. Pachi ad ha'idna lo havu malche, right? It sounds like at the beginning of the reign of kings, right? And then there was Yehoyakim. So what do they say here? Ela, so both by Yehoyakim and by Tzidkiyahu, it says this terminology of bereshit. Ela bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachzir et ha'olam kulo litovavo b'shvil litovavo. Okay, so God wanted to return everything to Maaseh Bereshit, before Maaseh Bereshit, to tovavo. He wanted to destroy the world. He was so upset at the way things were going. B'shvil Yehoyakim, because of Yehoyakim. And then nistakel b'dov, because of Yehoyakim's actions, God wanted to destroy the world. Nistakel b'dorov nitkarera da'ato. But he looked at the people and he said, you know what? The people aren't so bad, and I'm not going to destroy the world. What about Tzidkiyahu? Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachzir et ha'olam kulo l'tovavo. B'shvil d'rosh al Tzidkiyahu, because of the generation of Tzidkiyahu. This is going to be the exact reverse. Nistakel b'Tzidkiyahu, he looked at Tzidkiyahu, he was the last king of Yehuda, v'nitkara da'ato, and he calmed down. So what do we have, basically? It was Yehoyakim who was really bad, and it was the generation of Tzidkiyahu that was really bad. But the generation of Yehoyakim was okay, and Tzidkiyahu himself was okay. And those are the things that saved the people at the time from God destroying the entire world. Right? Obviously, in Tzidkiyahu's time, the Korban happened. It's not like he protected everything. So now the Gemara says, but Tzidkiyahu namikti vayatzara b'nei Hashem. So what do you mean he was good, and because of that, God decided not to destroy the world? He wasn't actually bad himself. It was just the people were so bad, and since he was the ruler, he should have been able to, right? He should have protested, and he didn't. And because he didn't protest the people's actions, that made him be considered by Yasser Rabbeinu Hashem. But he actually was a good person, and therefore God didn't destroy the world. Now, what's the difference between the people in the time of Yehoyakim and the time of Tzidkiyahu? What happens in Yehoyakim was the father of Yehoyachin. What happened in the time of Yehoyachin? The first shlav of people went to Galut, and who was taken to Galut? They say the Kreti and the Pleiti, which is reference to the good people, all the top people, the Talmidei Chachamim and all that. So who was left? The less important people and the not as good people. So therefore, in the time of Yehoyakim, the generation, everybody was still good. But by the time of Tzidkiyahu, they were left with the people that were the less important people, and they didn't know. It doesn't always mean the great people are all great and the people, the average people have sins, but that's, you know, that's the way they're viewing this. At that point, they were left with people that didn't really, they also had no leadership, no religious, spiritual leadership anymore, so it also makes sense that they wouldn't have been in a great place. We're getting a strange form of history of Sefer Melachim through these dapim. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Ma dechtiv ish chacham nishpat et ish evil. If a chacham is hanging, is contending with an evil, like a stupid person or a bad
fool.
A fool, that's the word I was looking for, thank you. With a fool. V'ragaz v'sachak, and he either is angry with him or he's happy with him. V'ein nachat. No matter what, there's not going to be nachat. In other words, no matter how you treat this rasha, you're not going to get any good totzot. Now we're going to relate it to God and the kings. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, ka'asti al Achaz, v'netativ b'yam l'chei Damesek. So I got angry at Achaz, and I gave him into the hands of Damesek. He was, killed him. The people lost the battle. What did he do? What was his reaction after the ka'as of Hashem, right? He was hoping, what? He would turn back to God. But instead, what did he do? Zibach v'kiter l'elohem, sh'nemar v'yizbach l'elohei Damesek, hamakim bo, v'yomer. Why did he worship to their gods? Because what did he say? Ki elohem al chayaram, heimazrim otam, lahem izbach v'yazruni, right? He said, oh look, their gods must have helped them win the battle, so I'll sacrifice to them and they'll help me. V'heim hayulo l'achshilo l'chol Yisrael, right? And they became what caused his downfall and all of the Jewish people. So that didn't work. So I did the reverse with Amatziyahu, God says. What did I do? Vinatati malchei adom biyado, and I delivered them into his hands. In other words, he won the war, figuring if he wins the war, what will he do? He'll turn to God. Of course not. What happens? Hevi Elohim bishachavelem. He brought their psalim once he conquered them, and he worshipped them. Shenemar v'hi acharei ba Amatziyah mehakot et ha'edomim v'yavet Elohei b'nei Seir v'yamidem lo l'Elohim ulifnehem. Right, and he bows down to them. Velahem yiktar. So Amar Papa, Hainu Damar Inche, Bachile Lamar Velo Yade, Chayche Lamar Delo Yada, Vile Lamar Delo Yada Ben Tav Labish. Okay, it's a good line. He says, people say, okay, I smiled at my Adon, he doesn't know. I cried to my Adon, he didn't realize. I smiled to my Adon, he didn't realize. And oy to my Adon, who doesn't know the difference between Tov v'Ra. And it's God saying, basically, they didn't notice me. Right? They just don't pay attention to me at all. Right? They didn't notice anything, and they obviously don't know how to distinguish between Tov v'Ra. Vayavo kol sarei melech Babel, vayishvu b'shar hatavech. Okay, now this is a strange pasuk because nobody knows anything about what the shar hatavech is. Okay, so when Nebuchadnezzar's people come, they sit in the shar hatavech. What is the shar hatavech? We never heard of it before. Amar b'yachanam b'shem b'shem b'yochai, makom shemechatchim bo halachot. It was the place where the Sanhedrin sat. That must be where they came. Right, which is again, with our Masechet of Sanhedrin, you know, they're saying that is the central place, right? You could say the central place in the Beit HaMikdash is more where the sacrifices go on, but no. To the rabbis, it's where the Beit Mishpat was. Amar Papa Hainu Damar Inche, Ba'atra Damare, Tale Le Zayne, in the place where the Adon hangs his weapons, Taman, in that place, Kol Baraya, Kol Te Tale, the raya, the ro'et son, that's where he hangs his what's the translation of this? I forgot. It's where he hangs his dirty jug. Okay? In other words, it's like taking the most holy place, which is interesting, right? What would you call the most holy place in the Beit HaMikdash? The Kodesh Kodeshim. But they call it, right, the place where you hang your weapons. What are the Jewish people's weapons? What keeps us together, the Torah, right, which is in the Beit Mishpat and the Sanhedrin, and that's where Nebuchadnezzar, you know, hung his dirty stuff, so to speak. That's where he came in. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Mai dechtiv al sede ish atzel avarti, v'al kerem adam chaser lev, v'hine ala kulo kimshonim, kisu panav harulim, v'geder avanim nehersa. They're going to say that this is a progression of what happened during the time of the Melachim, okay? During the time of kings, what happened? I passed by the Sadeh of a lazy person. I pass by the vineyard of an Adam who had no heart. Then it all grew thorns. These are two different types of thorns, kimshonim and charulim. And then the wall of stones was broken. So let's go through each one. Al sadei shatzel avarti ze achaz. Val kerem adam chaser lev ze menashe. V'hine ala biyado kimshonim ze amon. That was Menashe's son. We'll see more about him today. Kisupanav charulim ze Yehoyakim. And Gedra Avanim Nehersa Zet Tzidkiyahu Shenechrab Beit HaMikdash B'yamav. Okay, so this is basically talking about the progression. Ba'amar Rav Chisda Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba Arba Kitot Ein Mekablot Pnei Shechina. There's four groups of people God will not tolerate. Kat Leitzim, okay, people who waste their time. Kat Shakranim, liars. Kat Chanifim, flatterers. Kat Mesaprei Lashon Hara, people who speak Lashon Hara. Kat leitzim dichtiv, mashach yado et lo tzitzim. God took his hand away from those who were lo tzitzim. Kat shakranim dichtiv, dover shkarim lo yikon leneged einai. We saw this pasuk yesterday with the spirit of Navot, or whether it was yesterday or 2 days ago, right? That dover shkarim, anyone who speaks, right, it was at the very end of yesterday, anyone who speaks lies, that's why the ruach of Navot couldn't go back. He said, same in mechitzati and don't ever come back. Because if you speak shkarim, I won't have you leneged einai. Kat chanifin dichtiv kilo lefanav chanef yavo, because before him a chanef can't come. Kat mesaprei lashon hara, this one's a little more difficult to see in the words, dichtiv kilo el chafetz rashata lo yurgurcha ra. Okay, because God doesn't want rishaim. Okay, so what does it mean, rishaim? They explain that rishaim are slanderers. It was those who speak bad words. Okay, tzaddik atav lo yeh b'murgurcha ra, right? That's how they explain it. God is a tzaddik and he won't have people living, right, bad, evil living near him. Va'amrav chistam rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. My dechtiv lo tuune elecha ra'a. Okay, since they're talking about lo yigur chara, they bring another pasuk, which is lo tuune elecha ra'a. It's from Tehillim. It's in our tefillot on Shabbat and other lots of other tefillah in Yoshev Seter Elyon that we say in all sorts of places in the tefillah. Lo tuune elecha ra'a v'negal yikra bo alecha. Lo tuune elecha ra'a means shelo yishlop am yetzer hara, that the yetzer hara shouldn't be near you. V'nega leikra bo alecha, what's a nega that we want to keep away from you? Not a nega tzaraat in this case. Shelo timtzai ishtecha safek nida b'sha'asha tavo min aderech. Okay, nega leikra bo alecha, o alecha is always a reference to the, right, a husband and wife and their ohel. So they're saying, it must be, we're saying that you shouldn't come home from a trip and find your wife safek nida. This is interesting. Why not vada nida? Because safek is much worse, right? When you know your wife is vada nida, so she's vada nida. But if you come home from a long trip and she says, well, I might be in nida, that's the worst, you know? It's like, sfekot are much worse than vada. Okay. Davar acher lo tu, we've seen this terminology before about the seeing your wife safek nida. It's come up before. Davar acher lo tuune lechara'a, a different translation is, shelo yiva'atucha chalamot ra'im v'hurim ra'im. You shouldn't be scared off by bad dreams and bad thoughts. V'negalei krabo alecha, shelo yehelecha beno tamid shemaktiach tchavshilo berabim. I'm going to add a few words that were taken out by the censor. Kigon Yeshu Hanotzri. Okay, which doesn't appear in the text before you, but it does appear in the Kitvei Yad, which is, you shouldn't have a son or a talmid that burns his dish berabim, which means he publicly disgraces the Torah, right? He, like Yeshu Hanotzri. Ad kam bercho aviv. Okay, so now this is Tehillim. So we're saying that this part was basically a father's prayer to his son. It's saying, right, son, okay, we'll say David, let's say blessing Shlomo, right, bad things shouldn't come upon you, okay, you shouldn't be scared of things, and, you know, whether we say negale krabo alecha, how exactly we translate it, but that's a father speaking to his son. The continuation of the psukim, mikam ba'elach berach to imo. Now we're going to say, this is a mother's blessing. Okay, we could try to analyze what the difference is between the way a father blesses a child and a mother blesses a child. Ki malachav yitzavelach l'shomercha b'chol drachecha. Al kapayim yisa'uncha. Right, okay, this is more like a mother's protection, right? She just wants you to be protected, let you be, right? The malachim should carry you on their wings, right? It's a little bit more, according to the Gemara, of a mother's type blessing. I don't know exactly why, but anyway, you can think about it. Al shachav afetin tidroch, you should be able to trample over the lions and crocodiles that come your way. Ad kam berachto imo. Okay, so I don't know exactly the differences. You can think about it. Mikam va'elach be'orchto shamayim. The continuation now is God. Ki bi chashach va'afalteyu, because you wanted me and I will be your salvation. Asagveyu, I will raise you up ki adashmi, because you knew my name. Yikra'eni va'aneyu, you call to me and I will answer you. Imo anochi b'tzara, right, and I'll be with you in all of your troubled times. Achatzeyu v'achabdeyu, I will redeem you. I will, get like lachlotzot chamitzara, take you out of the bad things. V'achabdeyu, and I will put you in a respectable place. Orechimi must be eyu v'areyu b'shuati. Okay, long days you shall, right, your days shall be long and you shall be satiated. And I will show you your salvation. So that all is God speaking. That's already, you can see the difference between God and the mother and father's bracha. Amar b'shimon ben Lakish, mai dechtiv v'yimana mirisha'im oram uzro rama tishaver. Okay, so I will prevent from the rishaim the light, and zrora, their great hand, I will break. Okay, so now it says, mipnei ma'ayin, okay, we're going to show you a picture in the Koran. Have a nice picture of the way it appears in the Tanakh. Okay, you can probably just look in a Sefer Tanakh also, but this is right here. So vayimanam yirishaim oram uzro ramati shaver mipnei ma'ayin shel rishaim tluya. We've seen this in a number of psukim, right, where there's the oat is higher, right, the ayin of the rishaim is higher on the, right, it's not on the line, basically it's raised up. So why is the ayin raised up? So it's to tell you, kevan shenaseh adam rash lemala, because without the ayin, it says reshim and not rishaim. So what is rash? Rash is a poor person. So what's it saying? Once an adam is naseh rash milamata, naseh rash milamala. If he's poor down below, he'll be poor up above. What does that mean? What does it mean to be poor down below? They don't mean poverty as in money poverty. They mean financial poverty. They mean that people don't like him. When you have a lot of enemies below, then God will not tolerate you above. So now the Gemara says, well, if they wanted to say, vayimanami rishaim oram, that God will take away his or from the rishim, right, the ones who are poor below, meaning people don't respect them, they have a lot of enemies, so then why didn't it just say rishim and not rishaim, right? Velo nichtebe klal, you just should have taken out the ayin entirely. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar, chad amar mipnei kvodo shel David, v'chad amar mipnei kvodo shel Nechemya ben Chachelya. Now they give two characters because of the kavod of those people who were actually hated by many people below, but they were good people who weren't considered rishaim, so they left in the ayin to show it's only rishim who are also rishaim. Okay, but if you have a lot of enemies below, but yet you're a good person, like David made a lot of enemies along the way because he was he killed a lot of people. That's why they say he couldn't build the Beit HaMikdash because he had a lot of blood on his hands. And Nehemiah also was hated both by the non-Jews of his time because he was trying to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, and there were a lot of Jews against him also. So because of that, they were people who were disliked below, but yet they weren't going to get this punishment. So because of them, they added the ayin. Tana Rabbanan, back to Menashe. And back to what we saw yesterday, that even though these guys are bad, they try to make them look good and say there were lots of good qualities about them. Redeeming features. Menashe haya shone 55 panim b'torat kohanim. Okay, he would learn, he found 55 different ways of understanding Torat Kohanim. Interesting specifically why they picked Torat Kohanim, which is another word for, what's Torat Kohanim? Sefer Vayikra. Okay, why Dafka Kohanim, I don't know. Keneged Shnei Malchuto. Okay, 55 obviously is obvious. Why? Because those are the 55 years he reigned. So they say, they use that number as 55 panim b'torah. These next numbers, I have no idea where they come from. Achav, 85, right? He didn't rule 85 years. But I guess they want to make him look better than Menashe. So they say Achav for whatever reason. Achav was darshan 85 ways of different ways of understanding Torah Kohanim, and Yerava Mavishlosha, 103, an even stranger number, not even an even number, right? Why 103? I have no idea. Tanya, Haya Rabbi Meir Omer. So now we finished with the three kings, and now we're going to start to talk about maybe there's other people who should be on this list. There's another Braita that says, remember, Braitot are all from the same time period as the Mishnah. So the fact that our Mishnah says three Melachim, the fact that there's other things in the same time period means that, this isn't the only opinion. There's other things going on. Tanya. Haya Rabbi Meir Omer, Avshalom ein lo chedek lo'olam haba. Shenemar, vayaku et Avshalom, vayimituhu, vayaku. Vayaku et Avshalom, vayimituhu, vayakuhu. No. It's Vayimituhu, period. So now they say Vayakuhu, and it's really Vayaku. But Vayaku ba'olam hazeh, Vayimituhu la'olam haba. Okay, why does it say they hit him and they killed him? It could have just been they hit him, which obviously killed him, or just and they killed him. So why did it say both? To teach you olam hazeh and olam haba. Tanya, another opinion. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir. Okay, the first one was Rabbi Meir, but this is a different version of what Rabbi Meir said. Achaz v'achazia v'chol malchei Yisrael shekatuv b'hem v'yatzara b'nei Hashem lo chayim v'lo nidonim. This is interesting. He says that Achaz, Achazia, and all the people where it says v'yatzara b'nei Hashem, okay, I don't know how many times it says it, but it says it quite often in Sefer Melachim, lo chayim, meaning they don't get chaye olam haba, but also lo nidonim, they don't get gehenom. Okay, this is important. Until now, we've said, Ein lo chelek olam haba. What do you assume? That means they go to Gehenom. But lav dafka, what they're saying is, Ein lo chelek olam haba means they don't get to go to olam haba, but also they don't. Now, that's not that every time we say Ein lo chelek olam haba, this is what it means. But what they're telling you is all these kings, they won't go to olam haba, but they also don't go to Gehenom. Okay, why don't they go to Gehenom? The assumption is, this is very interesting. I can't remember who says this, but it makes a lot of sense. Because they were kings of Israel. They dedicated their lives to the Jewish people. They might have done bad things, but they fought wars for the Jews. And they did Sarchei Tzibur, right? And because of that, they can't go to Gehenom. On the other hand, right, their bad ma'asim, the fact that they turned away from God, means they can't go to Olam Haba. So it's a very interesting way of looking at it, right? That they're kind of in the middle. They're neither here nor there. Now we're going to talk about Menashe again. We're back to him. The gam dam naki shafach Menashe harbe ma'od ad asher milei et Yerushalayim pe lape. Leva mechatato asher achti et Yehuda lasat harabe ne Hashem. Okay, so in addition to the fact that he was machti et Yehuda to do harabe ne Hashem, he also spilled blood, okay, so much that it filled Yerushalayim pe al pe. Okay, this is the version in Sefer Melachim where, right, it doesn't talk about that he did tshuva. This makes him look pretty bad. So now the obvious problem is, how could he have spilled that much blood that he laid Yerushalayim pe lepe, right, from one entrance to the other, right? How could that possibly be? I mean, obviously it's poetic and it's not meant to be understood literally, but still, sounds like an awful lot. So, hacha tirgumu, here they translate it, meaning in Bavel, sharag Yeshayahu. Okay, he killed Yeshayahu Hanavi. And because he killed Yeshayahu Hanavi, that is if, right, metaphorically speaking, he spilled blood that filled the entire Yerushalayim. B'marav Amr in Eretz Yisrael, they said Shasaat Salam Masui. Tselem Masui Elef Bnei Adam. He made a tselem, a pesel that was so big that 1,000 people had to carry it. U'bechol yom vayom horeg kulam. And as they would carry it, it would kind of crush them underneath it. So every day he'd kill 1,000 people. So you can imagine that would kind of fill the right blood throughout the whole city. Okay, so we have this pesel that every day people had to carry it, and it would destroy the people. Which is also, metaphorically, you know, how he made, in other words, his impact in terms of the Avodah Zarah, right, was killing people daily because he was getting all these people to worship it daily, which meant it was causing their death because they were worshiping Avodah Zarah. So again, it's a metaphorical image. Keman az lahadam rabba rabba brachana, shkulan neshama shel tzadik echad keneged kol alam kulo. According to which opinion does it fit that rabba brachana says a neshama of one tzadik is equal to all of the world? Ah, kemanda mar Yeshayahu harag, right? Just like the one who said he killed Yeshayahu, and that was memalei the city full of blood, is like saying that the death of one tzaddik is keneged the whole world. Okay, k'tiv, when it comes to what he did, Menashe, it says in one place he made a pesel. K'tiv psilim, in another place he says he did many psalim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'tchila asal lo pratzuf echad. Originally he made a pesel with one face. But eventually he made a four-headed pesel so that every which way you look at it, right, God would see it from all angles and it would get God angry. Achaz hamido, now we're going to talk again about progression, how it got worse as time went on. Achaz made a pesel and hamido ba'aliyah, and he put it in the Beit HaMikdash, but on the roof, like he, you know, sort of in the attic, like above. Shene'amar ve'et ha'mizbechot asher al ha'gag, Aliyat Achaz. Okay, so the mizbechot that he did were on the gag. They were on the roof. Menashe hamido behechal. Menashe already brought it inside the hechal. Shneamar vayasam et pesel asherah asher asa bebayit asher amar Hashem al David ve'al Shlomo b'no bebayit hazeh b'Yerushalayim asher b'chad yimichosh v'teishah lasim et shmi la'olam. So it says it explicitly. He put the pesel asherah in the place, right, where God said to David and Shlomo, this is the place where I'm going to put my name. So he must have put it in the Echa. Amon hichniso lebeit kodshei kodashim. Amon already, his son, brings it into the Holy of Holies. Okay, here we get to the Kodesh Kodeshim that we felt was missing before. Here we get to it. Shneamar ki katzar hamasami histerea v'amasichat tzara ki tkanes. Okay, very hard to understand. It means that the bed is too short for spreading, and the masicha is tzara ki tkanes. The covering here, they really do masicha as like a masicha covers you, but it's also like a michseh, like a cover on a bed. The covering is too narrow when he gathers himself, okay? Like, you know, you ever have a blanket that's too short? Okay, so they're saying there's not enough space. So they say, "My ki katzar matzah yistarei." Amar b'shul bar nachmani, amar b'yonatan. Ki katzar matzah, the fact that the bed is too short, zemi listarei alav shnei re'im ke'echad. This is it, right? Where is the Shechina? In the Kodesh Kodeshim. There wasn't enough space in the Kodesh Kodeshim for both of them, for God and the Pesel. My v'amasechat tzara, amar b'shul bar nachmani, amar b'yonatan, bar nachmani. Rabbi Yonatan ki avamate lahai kra, and as Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani says like this, when Rabbi Yonatan would get to this pasuk, hava kabachi, he would cry, because he would say it like this. Misha katavbo, he would said about him, kones koneb mehayam, that he gathers the waters like a rampart, okay, which is this idea that God is so massive, taselo masechat tzara, we're going to make a pesel be his tzara. Remember the tzara, what's the tzara? The second wife who causes you trouble all the time. So now we're saying, right, that this is a reference to the fact that the idol became a tzara to God, okay? And the fact that there's not enough space for any of them is showing that he must have put it in Kodesh Kodeshim, where we all know the Kodesh Kodeshim was very small, and there wasn't enough room, and that's the dwelling place of God, there wasn't enough room for both of them to be. Achaz bitel et avodah, he, again, we're going to see progression. He stopped people from worshiping in the Beit HaMikdash. V'chatam et haTorah, he sealed the Torah, meaning in the sense of sealing it, that people couldn't get into the Torah. Shneamar, tzur te'uda chatom Torah. Okay, so they're saying, right, in other words, tzur, we understand is, right, tzur Torah b'limudai. Is that the word the Pasuk reads, right? Second, right, Tzur Torah b'limudai. It's a pasuk from Yeshayahu, and it means the testimony will be, how do they translate Tzur?
Bound.
And the Torah will be sealed for its learners, right? People won't be able to learn it. Minashek kadar et ha'azkarot. We saw that, that's why, okay. So here they attribute this to Minashe, that he cut out the azkarot. It doesn't say he did it in secret, though, but it does relate it to Minashe. He cut out the azkarot of Hashem, and v'haras et hamizbeach, and he destroyed the mizbeach. So Acha stopped people from working and stopped people from learning. Came Menashe, he switched the azkara, right? He cut out all the references to God, and he destroyed the mizbeach. Amon sarav et haTorah, he went further, and he burned the Torah. V'helas mamit al gabei hamizbeach, and he put a gecko on the mizbeach, which is a sheretz, right? Achaz he tirat arava. Achaz now allowed arayot. Now we're moving away from the mikdash onto arayot. Menashe balachoto, and Menashe now slept with his sister. Amon went even farther. Balimon, he slept with his mother. Shneamar kihu Amon hirba oshma. He was even worse, right? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Chanamar, Shesarafat haTorah. What did he do so bad? What was her bashma? He destroyed, he burnt the Torah. V'chanamar Shabalimo, he slept with his mother. Here's going to be a discussion between him and his mother. Obviously, this didn't really happen. But, right, they're saying, Ki'ilu, Amralo imo, klum le'shecha na'am, mimakom shiatzat mimenu. What, you think you're going to get pleasure by sleeping with your mother from the place that you came out of my womb? Now you're going to get pleasure from that? So here's an interesting line. We always look at erva as a sin of hana'ah, right? We always say, even if you don't, right, there's always pleasure in the act. And because of that, it makes it even worse. Amar le, or maybe not, we're going to see here, this maybe is even worse when you don't get pleasure. Amar le, klum ani yaseh ela l'achizet bori. In other words, I'm not doing it for the pleasure. I'm doing it to be hamach, right, to get God angry at me, which is, you know, worse even. It's not even getting pleasure out of it. Ki ata Yehoyakim amar, when Yehoyakim came, he said, Kamai lo yade larguze klum. Okay, he said, the people before me didn't even know how to be sassy or rude toward God. Anu tzrichim, klum anu tzrichim ele la'oro, do we even need the light? What do we need light for from God? Yesh lanu zahav parvim, shananu mishtam shimbo. Yitol oro, we have this gold that we use, let's get light from the gold. Amru lo, valo kesef zahav shelo, but the kesef zahav come from God also. In other words, it all comes from God. So if you say, we don't need God's light, well, you know, then, but you need God's zahav that he gave you, shenemar liya kesef liya zahav, because it says, the kesef and the zahav are all mine, um Hashem tzvot. Amar lahem, so what does Yoyakim say? Kfar natznu lanu. God already gave it to us. In other words, right, the or, we understand God is in charge of. But the Zahav and Kesef, he already gave to us. Shenemar, Shamayim Lashem, Va'aretz Natan Livnei Adam. Right? We usually use this in a positive light. He's using it in a negative light and saying, look, he gave it to us already. The Zahav belongs to us. We don't need you, God, at all. Amar le Rava le Rabba, Bar Mary, Mipnei ma lo manu et Yehoyakim. Why didn't they... Right. Why didn't they list him and the people who don't get Olam Haba? Mishum dechtiv be... V'yetu divrei Yehoyakim v'tovotav asher asah, and all the despicable things he did, v'hanimtza alav, and the things that are found upon him. Mai v'hanimtza alav, Rabbi Yochanan v'Elezer, chan amar shachakat shem avodat kochavim al amato. Some people say he engraved the name of avodat kochavim on his penis. V'chan amar shachakat shem shamayim al amato. Some people say, no, he actually put shem shamayim there, which is a disgrace to God. Okay, amar lei. So now, still, we don't have the answer. In other words, if he did this, how could it possibly be that he doesn't have chelik l'olam haba, that he has chelik, right? He's not listed among those who don't have chelik l'olam haba. So the answer is, amale, b'melachim lo shamati. I don't have an answer when it comes to the malachim and which people are off the list and which people are on the list. I don't have a good answer to that. But, behedyotot shamati. But I do have an answer, and now we're going to get totally off, on... I do have an answer why in the Hedyotot they did it mipnema lo manu et Micha. Okay, Micha, who did this, Pesel Micha, that people started worshiping. So why wasn't he counted? This is toward the very end of Sefer Shoftim. I'm telling you this on purpose because right after the story of Pesel Micha comes, the last story in Shoftim, the very famous, Pilegesh B'Givah, where they're not machnis orchim, and then they chop up her body, right? They chop up the body of the, right? You know, he gets angry that they weren't machnis orchim, and they chop up the body of the zonah, and then they, you know, they divide it up, and it causes a melchemet achim all against Binyamin, this terrible war. So, why not they count Micha among the list? Mipnei shepitom mitzuya lo'ovrei drachim. He gave bread to people who would pass by. Shneamar kol over v'shav ele leviim. Okay, it says that people would always go, right? They would... All the Ovrim v'Shavim would go to there. Vavar b'yam tzara v'ika b'yam galim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ze pislo shel Micha. In other words, they're saying this pasuk, Vavar b'yam tzara v'ika b'yam galim, is a reference to the pesel of Micha. Tanya Rabbi Natan Omer, Migerev l'shilo gimel milin. Okay, there were three meal between Gerev and Shiloh. Gerev was where the pesel was, and Shiloh is where the Mishkan was. V'haya ashan ha'maracha v'ashan pesel Micha mit arvim ze bazeh. So the smoke from the sacrifices of Micha and the sacrifices of the Mishkan were mixing up together. Okay, obviously not a good thing. B'kshu malachei asharet l'dochafo. Malachei asharet wanted to kill Micha and said, this is terrible, right? We got to stop this smoke of his pesel. It's bad enough he's doing it, but now his smoke is mixing in with the smoke of the korbanot. Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hanichu lo shepitom mitzuya l'ovrei drachim. So Hashem says, no, leave him because he gives food to passers-by. Val davar zeh ne'enshu anshei pilegesh b'givan. Because of this, we started with this foil of Menashe and his people, right? And that, you know, did tshuva and they didn't. Now we're going to use Micha. This is why I said they're next to each other in Shoftim. So the Gemara is playing on this and saying, this Micha story is a foil to the pilegesh b'givan. Okay, how so? Amar lehen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvodi lo machitem, al kvodo shel basar machitem, as you weren't mocheh my kavod, but on basar vadam, you were mocheh. And what did they say? Why did they fight this civil war? Because they said you weren't machnis rochim properly. So you cared so much about the kavod of people, but you didn't care about the kavod of God, okay, by killing other people and, you know, the people of Binyamin. Amar b'yochanan mishum b'yosef ben kisma, g'dola l'gima sh'yurchika sh'tei mishpachot m'yisrael, sh'ne'emar al davar sh'lo kidmu etchem b'lechem u'b'mayim. Okay, food is so important that it was marchik two families from the Jewish people. And who is that? Right? Ammon and Moab, we're not allowed to marry them because they didn't bring us food and water. It's basically, this whole Gemara right now is talking about the importance of Achnasad Orchim. It saved Micha. It killed Pilegesh B'Givah, right? It destroyed them and the people during the time of Pilegesh B'Givah. And Rabbi Yochanan Didei Amar, okay, I'll start you off on Tamara, but you'll have to do this on your own. Amar miracheket et hakrovim u'mekarevet et harechokim. These are all things that food does. It distances the people who are close. It's mikarevet, the people who are far. Me'alemet enayim min harasha'im. It makes us not look at rasha'im, right? That's micha, right? It makes us kind of close our eyes to things they're doing bad because they give food to people. U'mashresh shchina al nevi'ei habal. Have to see what that is after. Causes the shchina to come on the nevi'ei habal. U'shigato olezadon. And its shkaga becomes a mezid. Okay, so you'll see what all this is. The Gemara is going to explain all these cases in tomorrow's stuff.